These few years as I have been retired, I thank God that He still give me some opportunity to serve Him in everywhere.
感谢主，在我这个退休的这些年间，还有主给我很多机会能够去侍奉他。
And thank brothers and sisters, you have helped me and support me to be able to start a church in China.
也感谢弟兄姐妹，因为你们的支持，所以我能够在中国能够重新再重建了一个教会。
And also, the Lord gave me opportunity to preach His message in California, many Chinese churches.To be able to share his good news and meet a lot of Christians.
也让我有机会在加州很多的教会能够讲道，然后能够分享他的福音，也遇到了许多好的基督徒朋友。
And also, I thank God that I am able to serve as a trustee in the Truth Baptist Theological Seminary in Arcadia.
然后也感谢主，让我能够在真道神学院里面就做一个法人代表董事。
And then also sometimes I teach there too.
有时候我在那边也是讲课的，也是一个神学院。
And our seminary needs your help.
我们这个神学院非常需要大家的大力支持。
Because it's a Baptist Chinese seminary, so we are all involved.
因为这是一个中国人创办的这个浸信会的神学院，所以我们每个人都是有份的。
And then in November 12th on Sunday night, we have a banquet over at the seafood restaurant in Alhambra. Yes.
然后在11月12号，在那个什么。在 Alhambra 的一个海鲜阁里面，海鲜的海鲜阁是吧？
呀，
我们有一个怎么讲？
聚餐
啊，然后
and
募款餐会 ，You got it.
That's right. And then we would invite you to join us. I know your church here already have one table has already booked, and if others want to join, please let.Our sister, Mrs. Wei Wang, know.
Okay, 本教会已经预定了一桌哈。如果各位还有哪位希望能够参加的话，也可以跟我们维静姐妹商量。
And today, I would want to speak to you concerning something is in my mind the most important things for your family.
对我来说，我今天分享是对我来说是对一个你们的各位的家庭是一个最重要的一个信息。
And this is not we are going to get $1,000 iPhone or get a new car or get some things to play or to use in our home.
我这个对我们家里最重要的不是所谓的最新的手机或者任何是最新的一些科技的东西或者是一个新的一个什么东西。
Not that what we have to pay attention to eat or education or computer or things like that.
甚至不是我们要吃什么或者是我们要去哪个学校上受教育等等的。
And what your family need the most is alreadyemphasized in the Old Testament.
所以你们家里最需要的是什么已经是在旧约圣经里面已经写明出来了。
If you look into God's word, and this is the best guidance for you to know what is the most important for you and your family.
如果你在寻找神的话语的时候，这一段经文是对你们家庭来说是一个什么是最重要的的一段经文。
That is in Exodus chapter 12:21 to 30.
也就是出埃及记十二章二十一到二十八节。
I think if we do, we can perhaps read it together in God's words.
我们可以一起念，可以吗？
This is in English, and then this is let's see in Chinese. Okay.Let's read in English first then, okay?
好，我们先念英文，然后我们再念中文，好吗？
I don't know if we can see everything here. Let me see.
Yeah, let me see.
Probably cannot Oh, you can see. Very good, very good. Okay, shall we read together, please?
好，我们一起念好不好？
Then Moses called the elders of Israel and said to them,
Go at once and select the animals for your families and slaughter the Passover lamb.
Take a bunch of hyssop, dip it into the blood in the basin, and put some of the blood on the top of the both sides of the door frame. None of you shall go out of the door of your house until morning. When the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptian, he will see the blood on the top of the side of the door frame and will pass over that doorway, and he will not permit the destroyer to enter your house and strike you down. All right, now can we read in the Chinese, please? Okay.
可以一起哈，大声一点哈。 于是摩西取了招以色列的众长老来，对他们说：“你们要按着家口取出羊羔，把这逾越节的羊羔宰了，拿一把牛膝草蘸盆里的血，打在门楣上和左右的门框上。你们谁也不可出自己的房门，直到早晨，因为耶和华要循行击杀以埃及人。他看见血在门楣上和左右的门框上。”就必越过那门，不容灭门的进你们的房屋，击杀你们。
Now this passage is concerning God's punishment upon the Egyptians.
这段经文讲的是神对以色列对埃及人的处罚。
And you remember the Bible tells us that the Israelite people were living in their land.
大家记得那个时候以色列人他们是住在埃及地。
But because of the growth of the Israelites so much, the Egyptians didn't like them.
但是因为他们生养非常的众多，所以埃及人对他们非常的不满。
So the king of the Egyptian Pharaoh forced the Israelites to be slaves.
所以法老王就把他们强迫他们去当奴隶。
And the mistreat them and persecute them.
然后非常的苦待他们。
Force them to do hard work from the morning to late at night.
让他们从早到晚做一些苦工。
And then yet, God still bless the Israelites.
但是神还是非常的祝福这些以色列人。
They growing in their population.
所以他们生养还是非常的众多。
So the king command to kill all the elders of the Israelite people.
所以这个法老就下了个命令，要把所有的以色列人所有的长子都杀掉，在出生的时候。
Whatever boys that was born would be killed, but not the girls.
Yeah, 就是你出生时如果是男孩子就把他杀掉，然后女孩子就留下来。
Because of this kind of action, God punished the Egyptians.
因为这样的一个行为，所以神就处罚。
He called Moses to lead the Israelites to get out of this land.
神呼召摩西出来，然后引领这些以色列人出埃及。
And the king of Egypt said, "No, we're not going to let them go."
然后法老王就拒绝说，我不会让你们出走的。
So God used Moses to send 9 plagues upon them.
所以神就是透过摩西，然后降了九个灾。
And the Egyptians still would not let the Israelites go.
然后法老王他们还是不让这些以色列人走。
And so God told them, "I'm going to send you the last plague."
所以神跟他们讲说，我现在要降一个最后的第十个灾。
We will kill all the elders in your land.
就所有的头生的，我都要击杀。
Now all these plagues actually is God's way to cause the Egyptians to turn to worship Jehovah, to recognize God is God and should not ignore His will.
神降这些灾的本意就是要唤醒这个埃及人，让他们认识神是真的神，他们应该敬拜这个神，而不是对他忽视，视而不见。
And God wants to use this to punish all the Egyptian gods, those false gods.
说神也借这个机会，这个十个灾来处罚这所有的埃及的一些假的神。
You remember some of the nine plagues in the beginning?
你们记得这些灾吗？在刚开始是这些灾是什么
？And this actually had to do with the gods of Egyptian.
因为这些灾就代表他们所崇拜的这些很多很多的神。
So God punished the river Nile because they worship it as God.
神处罚这个尼罗河，因为他们也崇拜这个河神。
God sent flies to them because they worship the flies as their God.
因为神这个派这个苍蝇去，但是因为他们崇拜这个苍蝇的神。
Egyptians worship so many gods, including frogs.
他们拜的种种的神，甚至包括青蛙神。
So God punished them with these frogs overwhelmed their land.
所以神就派一些青蛙，然后这些降下青蛙的灾来处罚他们所谓青蛙的神。
And now God is warning them, you still don't believe me, your elder son will be killed.
神说最后一次，你如果还不先相信我的话，我就要把你们的头生的儿子头生的全部击杀。
The Israelite people.
但是神要保护这个以色列人。
He told Moses to command the people that on the night before God destroy the Egyptian that you will kill a lamb, a strong, healthyA lamb without blemish.
神就派了摩西去告诉百姓们说，在神击杀头生子的头一天晚上，你们要选出一个毫无瑕疵的一个羔羊来，然后要把这个羔羊要这个叫杀掉。
And then you use the blood of the lamb, to put those blood on both sides of the door, as well as the top.Of the door frame.
然后要用这个羔羊的血把它洒在门框的上下左右
and then,
上面跟左右
and then Moses said that when the destroying angels come to punish and kill the Israelites, kill the Egyptian, the Israelite who had put the blood on the door frame, then the angel will pass over that door, pass over that home, and would not destroy them.
所以如果你们门窗有这个血的话，灭命的天使就会越过这家人。
This represents the blood of the lamb would cover the home, and then they will not be destroyed.
这就代表羔羊的血能够遮盖保守全家。
And this also is a picture that today, if we have the blood of the Lamb to cover us, we will not be destroyed.
对，今天来说就代表羔羊的血，耶稣的血能够遮盖我们。
So our home today, most importantly, we need the blood of the Lamb to cover us.So we will not be judged by God.
所以对我们家来说，最重要的首要之事就是我们有神的宝血来遮盖我们。
Well, you see, why would God want to destroy us?
那你说，那神为什么要击杀我们呢？消灭我们呢
？Because God could not and cannot tolerate any sin.
因为神是不能够容忍任何的罪。
Today, the society is very permissive.
今天的社会是非常有容忍性的一个社会。
We change many sinful act into just something that we can or seems to enjoy or you can see overlook.
我们今天把很多认为一些不好的或是罪的东西，我们把它变成一个可以容忍，甚至是可以享受的。
But God wants us to be covered by the blood of the Lamb.
那神要我们被神基督羔羊的宝血所遮盖。
Then we have the salvation of God.
然后我们有神的救赎。
Then you will enjoy God's blessings forever.
然后就能够永远的能够享受神的祝福。
Now, today, have you have the blood to cover you yet or not?
今天你们有神的宝血来遮盖你们吗？
This blood actually represents the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 这个羔羊的血，就是代表耶稣基督。
Because Jesus is the Lamb of God.
因为耶稣基督就是神的羔羊。
You remember that the John the Baptist says, "Behold, the Lamb of God that take away the sins of the whole world."
对，大家记得在约翰福音第一章二十九节说，次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
Now this kind of a picture that put the blood on the door frame.Is very familiar to our Chinese custom.
Yeah, 对我们中国来说，把血这个涂在这个门框上，应该是一个很熟悉的一个事。
For thousands of years, Chinese culture that in the New Year, Chinese New Year, you put red paper on the top of the door and on both sides.You have red paper and then write some very nice word.
Yeah, 我们中国人过年都会怎么在门上门的两边贴这个对联哈，就是一些祝福的话。
In here America we don't see that, but in China you still see that.
Yeah, 这里我们看不到啊，但是在中国我们看到过年的时候就很喜庆的有门上贴这个红的对联。
I had chance to visit some village.In southern China, one time, and then saw, wow, beautiful frame on both sides of the door and then the top. Happened that this family is a Christian. They put all those wonderful gospel words on it.
Yeah, 我在这个中国南方的省去探访的时候，拜访的时候，就看到这个在，尤其在乡下，我看到一家人的门框。贴了这个春联，刚好因为这家人是基督徒，所以他贴的那个春联也是基督化的春联。
And you know the Chinese culture history said that when they put this red paper on the front of the door, on the top of the door, and around, it will chase away any devil. When the devil want to come to this house, the devil will be gone.
中国人相信你如果再贴上这个 门框左右跟上贴上春联的话就可以怎么样可以驱凶避吉、
But actually these are a symbol of the blood of Jesus to cover us
但是我们就知道在圣经里面已经讲了这个逾越节把这个血在门框上就是代表神的宝血能够遮盖我们
And you know that the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 5:7 that this represents the Passover time that the blood of Christ cover us so that we will not be punished.
我们在哥林多前书五章七节讲到说，你们既是无效的面，应当把什么旧什么看不到。
旧效。
好使你们成为新团因为我们逾越节的羔羊
已经被杀献祭
了这个有点那个
Okay and then now it's interesting the Bible says that when you have this blood covers and when you go through this Passover you became a newBefore God, you become a new person before God.
所以圣经告诉我们，当你有这个就所谓的基督宝血遮盖了以后，你就在主里面是一个新造的人。
Now you know that today the Jews still keep Passover.
那我们知道，今天犹太人他们还是要守这个逾越节的。
When do they keep the Passover? It is when their New Year, Nisan New Year.Which is about our March and April time.
So, 当他们这个守逾越节是他什么？或者尼散月，就是他们犹太的历法尼散月，也就是我们阳历大概三月、四月的时候。
And then for Chinese, certainly our New Year is in February, Western culture, but our Chinese New Year, we kept this kind of a custom.
那我们中国也人也是跟犹太人差不多，我们是讲的所谓阴历的哈。然后我们的新年大概是二月哈，有的时候看每年不一样。
That represent we are new in a new year.
因为新年表示就是一切万象更新，一切都是新的了。
We are no more under the yoke of sin.
我们不再是罪的这个束缚之下。
We have new life.
我们有个新的生命。
We are no more slaves of sin.
不再是罪的奴仆。
And we are under the covering of the blood of Christ.
我们现在已经是在耶稣的宝血遮盖之下了。
But more importantly, you need to realize that this blood of Christ would protect the whole family.
但是更重要，我们必须要知道，这个羔羊的宝血是能够保护我们全家的。
You remember.When this blood applied to the door frame, and the judgment will not come to the entire family, is being covered. No one will be hurt.
So we know, in 逾越节，当你在门框上面撒上这个羔羊的血的时候，整个的家人里面，在这个家里面的人，所有人都是被保护的。
This represents that this is God's will and God's idea to have the whole family.Under His blood,
所以代表神的本意是要我们全家都能够得救。
From the Old Testament time, when God called and select Abraham, He said He will bless his family and his children forever.
所以当神在旧约时候，神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候，告诉亚伯拉罕说：“我会。”祝福你跟你的全家。
And God called his son Isaac and grandson Jacob. Same thing. God, I will bless your children and your descendants.
So, 同样的，当神呼召亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒以及他的孙子雅各的时候，也跟他讲说，我会祝福保护你的子子孙孙。
In the Old Testament time, it's important for the patriarch.For the elders of the family to trust in God.
是在旧约时代，就是你一个家庭的一个族长是非常重要，就是你要能够信任神。
And then this is the opportunity. It is the duty of the elders, the patriarch of the family, the parents of the family, to lead the whole family to become believers.
所以这是一个一家之主的责任，就是要带全家都能够信主，相信神。
So, the whole tribes, the whole people under the same last name, they can be saved.
所有这个信这个姓的这个整个族人都能够被救。
This was God's direction and will.
这是神的指示，也是神的旨意。
When you come to the New Testament,
当我们到了新约的时代的时候
，For example, you see from the Book of Acts,
我们可以举一个很好的例子，就是在《使徒行传》。
And then it was God's will for not only the leader of the family, except God, but the whole family would believe and baptized.
所以神的意思是，不但是一家之主要得救，而是全家人都要受浸，然后得救。
Do you remember when Paul and Silas was in the city of Philippi?
说你记得保罗跟希拉他们在这个
腓立比
的教这个一个什么监狱里的时候
，They were beaten, they put in jail because they spread the gospel.
因为他们有传福音的缘故而被人家这个打了以后，然后就被下了监狱里面。
And they were chained in the prisoner, feet and neck and hands, and they were beaten. They were really hurt. And yet, at the same time, they praise the Lord and they sing praise to God.
所以他们的头、他们的手跟脚都已经上了那个刑罚。然后呢？但是在这个状况之下，他们还是能够大声的歌唱来赞美主。
And then suddenly there was an earthquake. Remember?
记得那个时候突然就来了一个大的地震。
And then all the chains were loosened.
所以所有的锁链都打开了。
And then they could have got out of the jail.
他们是可以自己就跑走的。
And the jailer who were in charge of the jail was very fearful.
那这个狱头就非常的非常的害怕。
Not only because of the earthquake.
不是只因为地震的原因。
But because he feared that all the prisoners ran away and gone, then he will be killed for sure.
Yeah, 如果这个牢犯通通跑走了以后，他一定是会被处死的。
And so he was so fearful. So he asked Paul, he said, Silas, what shall I do? What must I do to be saved?
所以他就问保罗，他们说我要做什么才能够得救。
And then what did Paul say?
然后这些保罗讲的话就是这样子。
He said, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Notice, and your household.
他说当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
Interesting. Not only God intended to save the jailer,But his whole house too.
这很有意思，神不只是要救这个牢头，同样要救他的全家。
And you can see that in the New Testament, many times God's intention is to save the whole family.
在新约里，这样的例子是到处可见的。
So today, brothers and sisters, you and I also need to realize God's will in His Word.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们必须要知道神的旨意。
That is, God wants to save not only you, but your whole family.
他就是不但要救你，还要救你的全家。
And God wants them to also have eternal life and enjoy the peace that God gives to them.
神要你的全家人都得救，而且能够享受他赐给的平安。
Just like in Exodus.He wants the blood cover the whole family.
就是在出埃及记，他要这个宝血能够遮盖全家。
And so, what should you do then?
那这样来说，你应该怎么样做呢？
Most important, you need to teach your children about the salvation of God diligently.
很重要的就是要把救恩细心的教导给你的儿女们。
You read these scriptures, you'll know right here.That God's intention is for them to teach their children of the Israelite people that God has saved them, God has passed over them and delivered them.
所以这里的神就告诉以色列百姓说，过这个逾越节主要就是让你们能够教导你们的儿女这个逾越节是怎么一回事。
When your children ask you, God says, teach them.My salvation.
说当你们儿女问你的时候，你就要告诉他们你的神的那个救赎。
And God wants them to keep the Passover.
神要他们保守这个逾越节。
That's why today the Jews still keep the Passover.
就是今天以色列犹太人还是在守逾越节。
And today you and I need to keep the Passover too.
今天你我也需要守这个逾越节。
And we need to teach our children to keep the Passover.
我们要教导我们的儿女去过这个逾越节。
Let them to know that they themselves need the blood of Christ to cover them.
那我们知道他们也需要神的宝血来遮盖他们。
Throughout the Old Testament, you know, starting from Deuteronomy 6, for example, God's command, God's diligently teaching them that you must teach your children aboutme about God and about God's salvation.
So we see that in 生命记第六章开始，神就一直的嘱咐这些做父母的，你要教导你的儿女来认识我。
Not only send them to Sunday school,
不只是说去上上主日学哦。
Send them to church,
教会进敬拜一下。
God wants specially that you teach them at home.
特别是神要你们在家里教导你们的儿女。
God wants them to show the children His word and ask them even wear the scripture on their clothes and on their head and on the gown so that to remind them God's words.
所以甚至要他们能够头上或者手臂上都带着经文，然后出或出或入都要记住神的话语。
And today I would like to encourage you, in your home you can put lots of scriptures, remind them, put a lot of plaque, and then talk to your children about God's grace.
今天我们可以在这个房间里能够放一些神的经文，然后呢你就可以找机会跟你的儿女讲一讲这些是什么意思。
And always find some time, at least once or twice a week, to share with your children the gospel.
然后每个礼拜一次或者两次，起码一次或两次，能够跟你的儿女能够分享他神的福音。
Every meal you pray together.
每一顿饭你们在一起祷告。
You ask them if they have any questions about what they learned from the Bible and the church.
可以问一下你的儿女说你们在圣经或者是在教会里学到了什么呢？
Help them to turn to God for solutions in their lives.
教导他们在遇到的人生的困难的时候要向神去求。
This is not something that God suggests you to do only.
这个不是说神说建议你们这样子做。
God command. This is something you must do.
而是神命令你们必须要如此行。
And all your life you need to do that.
你的一生你都应该这样的去做。
Even when your children grow, you still need to lead them to follow God's words.
当你的儿女都已经长大了，你还是要需要能够叮咛提醒他们要跟从主。
And then you need to teach them the meaning of the Passover.
然后你要教导他们什么叫做 Pass 逾越节的意义。
I will teach them that the sins need to be judged.
告诉他们说罪是有公价的。
I teach them that sins need to be covered by the blood of Christ.
告诉他们罪是必须要保险来遮盖。
Because everyone must face death.
因为我们每个人都要面对死亡。
And after death, there's a judgment.
死亡的后面就是审判。
And if you do not have the blood cover you, then you will not have the eternal life.
你如果没有神的宝血遮盖的话，你就没有永生。
This is your specific command, duty that you must do.
这是你身为父母的一个应当做的一个责任。
When you teach them this, not only you help them this life, in the future life,But this life, you will help them to resist Satan or help them to be covered by the blood so that devil could not hurt them in this life.
当你这样教训他们的时候，你就可以在现在或是未来，让他们因为宝血的遮盖而能够拒绝撒旦的诱惑。
And then you will teach them to remember the Lord Jesus.When they pass over, and they have Passover.
也教导他们要能够纪念主耶稣。
And because he says, do this in remembrance of me.
因为这里主耶稣讲说，你们要这样子行，为的是纪念我。
So it would be great to have the Passover together, or the Lord's Supper together with your children too.
所以跟你的儿女能够一起分享主餐是一件非常美好的事情。
Because Jesus...tell them that, oh, this is to remember my body. This is to remember me.
因为耶稣说，这是为了纪念我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行。
Jesus used the Passover time to teach the disciples to remember him.
耶稣也是利用这个逾越走逾越节的时候来告诉门徒们要纪念他。
So today.You and I need to spread the gospel during the Lord's Supper.
所以你跟我今天在守主餐的时候也是要分享福音的。
Knowing that Jesus' body not only died but resurrected, and He have overcome death.
知道主不但是为我们死，同时他是复活了，然后他是一个。
When you take the Lord's Supper, you are linking yourself with the whole entire family of God.
所以当你守主餐的时候，你是与神的整个的家庭都是合而为一的。
And then you are in the same family, so you want your children and your parents, grandparents to be together to receive the Lord's Supper.
因为你们是一家人，所以你希望能够与你的儿女、你的父母、你的祖父母等等的一起能够是能够同享主恩。
Because this is what Jesus has commanded you and I to do.
因为这是主耶稣吩咐我们去做的。
Today, many of us have failed to have done that.
今天我们很多人没有做到这点。
We have not led our children to realize the importance of the Lord's Supper.
没有让我们儿女能够明白主守主餐的重要。
We have not led our children to realize the importance of the blood of Jesus to cover them.
没有让我们的儿女能够知道被主的宝血所遮盖是多么重要的一件事。
Yes, no doubt, your children have achieved greatly.
没错，你的儿女是非常有成就的。
Your children have good education.
好的高高等的教育。
Many things you can be proud of them.
你为他值得骄傲的事情太多了。
They may have good jobs and great future in the world.
他们有高尚大的职业，很光明的前途。
But let me remind you one passage in the Bible.
但让我再提醒各位，用圣经中一节圣经来提醒各位。
It's not in the screen, but you can turn to it in Matthew chapter 16, verse 26 and 27.
我们这边上面没有，但我们就翻到马太福音十六章，然后二十六到二十七。
Let me read for you.
我让我念给各位听。
What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeit his soul?
人若是赚了全世界，但丧失了生命，又有什么呢？
Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?
人还能拿什么来换生命呢？
For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels.
人子要在他父的荣耀里同着众使者降临。
And then he will reward each person according to what he has done.
到那时候他要照个人的行为报答个人。
In other words, you may gain the whole world.
你可以赚得全世界。
You might be more famous than anyone else.
你可以比众人都有名。
But if you lose your own soul,
如果你失掉了你的灵魂的话，
what is good?
又有什么益处呢？
And also remember, in the kingdom, God will judge. God will evaluate everybody's done, is going to have done.
同时要记得，在永生的时候，神是要照个人的行为来报应个人。
And what have your children will gain? What will your children gain?
然后你要想到你的儿女他们赚到的是什么？
Will they be rewarded by God?
他们有什么所做的值得神来给他们一些奖赏呢？
This is something you and I must pay attention.
这是你跟我都要注意的事项。
And we know that God'sJudgment is very terrible.
我们知道神的审判是可怕的。
Just like the time when he judged the Israelites in Egypt.
就好像他在这个
And the Egyptian in Egypt.
出埃及记里面所记载的他们神处罚埃及人的样子。
And today, if our children gain all that is so wonderful, but yet lose his own soul, what's that good to you?
如果我们的儿女赚得了全世界，但是失掉自己生命，那又有什么用呢？
I remember I met some couple wonderful friends in the church in Los Angeles.
我记得在洛杉矶教会里有遇到一些很好的弟兄姐妹。
Because I preach there sometime.
因为我有时候到那边去讲道。
And then these two deacons recently.And share something with me. I'm so happy.
最近他们有两位长老跟我分享，让我觉得非常的高兴。
One of them is a Chinese, and he has a wonderful job in his company. And then his son follow him in the church.
所以有一位他是在工作里面做得非常的顺利，非常的好。然后他的 他的儿子也 跟随他父亲的脚步，然后侍奉神。
Recently, the father asked me, Pastor Chen, could you show me there's any church in China? I can bring my son over there to share the gospel.
然后他最近跟我说，牧师，你知不知道在大陆有些什么教会，我可以让我的儿子到那边去传福音？
Because my son has surrendered himself to share the gospel.
因为我的儿子就是立志要传讲福音，要传福音。
And so they went to China to share their testimony.
所以他的儿子就到中国大陆去到处为主的福音做见证。
Another one is a Caucasian. He's a medical doctor.
另外一位是一个
No, his wife is a medical doctor.
另外一个是白人，然后他太太是医生。
He himself was a mathematic major in UCLA.
他自己是一个在主修在 UCLA 主修数学的。
And then he wasn't a Christian.
他是一个基督徒。
After he became Christian, his whole life changed.
当他成为基督徒以后，他整个的人生就变了，不一样了。
Even though he was a doctor of mathematics.
他是一个数学的博士。
Yet he wrote a book.Telling people, he wrote a book and saying what's wrong with the evolution.
Yeah, 但他写了一本书，就说进化论错在哪里。
And then he told me that my son surrendered to be minister too.
Yeah, 他说很兴奋的告诉我说，我的儿子已经是决志了，要侍奉。
And then he was called even.To India to share the gospel.
甚至神呼召他到印度去传讲福音。
He's just a young man, 27 years old.
二十几岁年轻人。
And that's a great joy for him and his church.
Yeah, 对他跟他的 church 这个教会来说，这是一个好多么大的一个喜乐的。
I wish we have more people like this, to surrender to the Lord.
我希望我们也中间有像这样的人出来。
I'm so glad to hear some of you, your children in the church to serve the God faithfully.
我很高兴听到你们作为有些儿女是非常的忠心的在侍奉神。
The Lord bless you wonderfully.
神是大大的祝福你们。
What about your parents?
那你的父母呢？
What about your grandparents?
你的祖父母呢？
Are they Christian?
他们是基督徒吗？
That is your job too.
那是你的责任。
God has saved you so that your family can be saved.
神救赎你是为了说你的全家都能够得救。
You need to find opportunity to lead them to the Lord.
你必须要找机会能够带他们信主。
Several months ago, I was called by one of the old members of the church here.
几个月以前吧，我们这个教会里面教会的一个旧的会友打电话给我。
Probably you remember her name, Connie Lum.
大概记得 Connie Lum.
And she said, Pastor and Mrs. Chen, can you come over to my home and share the gospel with my husband's mother?
她说钟牧师，你可不可以到我家来，然后跟我的先生的妈妈，就是我的婆婆。我最后要讲岳母了。我的婆婆来分享。
I remember her. She's fairly old. I remember I met her before.
我记得她的婆婆，我以前见过她。
But it's very tough. Didn't want to be Christian.
但是心非常的硬，不想要成为基督徒。
This time, I'll go again and share the gospel with her in the family, in the home.
所以这一次我又再一次去跟他们在家里分享福音给他们。
And then I asked her, I said, have you ever sinned before?
然后问她说你有没有犯过罪呢？
She said, no.
她说没有。
I said, yes.
真的吗？没有犯过罪吗？
I said, so well, I said, have you ever told lies?
你有没有说过谎呢？
She said, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. 当然的，很多次。
I said, that's sin before God. God didn't like that.
是罪。
You acknowledge she has sinned.
Yeah, 所以他就承认他的确犯
过罪。I told her how Jesus' blood could cover her.
我告诉他耶稣的宝血是能够遮盖你的罪。
By trusting Jesus, you will for sure have the home in heaven.
你如果信神的话，你就在天堂里面就有一个家站。
And she prayed and accepted Christ.
然后他就跟着我做祷告，然后接受了主耶稣。
And then following up, I wrote her something, and then teach her how to grow in the Lord, and she took that, and she went back to England, and on the way, and she still will be living, trusting Jesus, and going to church.
所以我就写了一些，告诉他怎么样能够成为一个做一个基督徒，是应该怎么做一个好的基督徒。然后他就带着这个我的给他的写的东西，然后再回到英国，然后继续的再继续他的做。
So when you show your love to your parents, grandparents, they will accept Christ too.
所以当你能够爱你的父母，爱你的祖父母的时候，他们就有能够接受主耶稣。
If not, then God's judgment will come.
不是这样的话，神的审判。
And the time is at midnight.
然后这个审判的时间是在半夜。
Why midnight?
为什么是半夜呢？
Because that's the time that people sleep.
因为半夜是人家睡觉的时候。
People don't care. People doesn't care.
人们就无所谓了，睡觉了。
And then people actually many times though at night you have bad dream, right?
很多时候你半夜做梦的时候是做的是一个噩梦哦。
Oh, you have pain here, pain here. You have some problem, right?
啊，这个痛那个痛，一大堆问题。
And you remember you are Christian, you could turn to God.
然后你记得你是基督徒，你可以转仰望主耶稣。
If not, then God's judgment may come upon you one day.
如果不是这样的话，有一天也许神的审判就会临到。
As God has saved the jailer who hold Paul and Silas in the jail, and God will also save all of us.
就像神救了保罗跟希拉，关保罗跟希拉的那个监狱里面那个牢头一样，神也会救你。
You can turn your midnight from judgment into praise.
你可以把这个半夜的审判转换成一个半夜的颂赞。
Because you have Jesus, you do not have to fear anymore.
因为你有耶稣基督，你不用再惧怕了。
You don't have to have bad dream anymore.
你不再需可要有这个噩梦。
You don't have to fear this and fear that in life.
你不再是这里痛那里痛一大堆问题。
Because you have the blood of Jesus cover you.
因为你有神宝血能够遮盖你。
And then God will save you forever.
然后神就会永远的拯救你。
So, but some of you brothers and sisters may say, "Well, I already have Jesus. I accept Him."
有些人说我已经信主了，接受耶稣基督了。
But my children has left the Lord.
但是我的儿女已经离开了神。
I don't know how to deal with that.
Yeah, 我不知道要怎么样面对这样一个问题。
Let me give you some suggestion.
让我给你一些意见好吗？
Now, if you have some your grown-up children still away from God, let me share with you some very important idea.
如果你有些已经成年的子儿女们已经离开神的，让我跟你分享一个非常重要的意见。
This is from a famous pastor. His name John Piper.
一个很有名的一个牧师叫做约翰 Piper.
He's a very famous author, wrote many books, and great pastor and seminary professor, and yet one of his sons has left God.
这个牧师是美国一个非常有名的牧师，然后他写了非常非常多的书，然后他其中有一个儿子是离开了神。
Caused him a lot of pain.
然后他就非常的痛苦。
And praise the Lord, finally the son come back home.
谢谢这个浪子终于的回到了家。
And he asked his son, "Would you tell people how did you come back? How can a person who leave God and be helped?"
所以他就请他的儿子说，你可不可以写一些东西，让这些曾经离开神的人，让他们知道怎么样能够回归神。
So his son Abraham.Wrote these words.
所以他的儿子亚伯拉罕就写了以下几句这些话。
If you have wayward children, then you would always love him and point him to Jesus Christ.
如果你有一些离开神的儿女，你要I'm sorry, what's that?
Point him to Jesus Christ.
把耶稣指给他。
And don't point to people and how he compared with others and how he's not as good. Point to Jesus. Jesus is the perfect person.
Yeah, 不要老是把他的不好的地方指出来。相反的，你要指出来的是耶稣，不是这个人。
We are not look at people. We're not compare people with people.
我们不是跟一些人来做比较。
Jesus never sinned.
耶稣从来没有犯罪。
Jesus was a historical person.
耶稣是一个历史性
的人物。He died for us.
他为我们而死。
History proved that he was resurrected.
然后他也证明他是死里复活的。
And you look unto him.
然后你要把耶稣指给你的儿子、
But、
儿女看。
But at the same time, you must admit something is wrong.
但是同时你要承认有些事情的确是做错的。
Need to pray for him.
然后必须要为你的儿女祷告。
Ask the blood of Christ cover him.
然后请耶稣的宝血能够遮盖他们。
And then don't expect your son just always to say good thing and be good to you and be perfect.
也不要指望你的儿女马上就变成一个完美的儿女。
You focus not his outwardly, but focus on his inside.
不要只是注重他的外表的东西，而是注重他内心的东西。
And then always welcome him home.
然后是永远的是真伸出双手来欢迎他回家。
You know that like when I was young, when I one time did something real bad, my son just pushed me, get out. Or use a strap and my leg had some mark, very tough to me.
所以我记得我小的时候，就是年轻的时候，如果做错什么事情的时候，我妈妈、我爸爸有时候会把我赶出门，然后有时候甚至用一些体罚。
Some family, Chinese family are very tough to children.
Yeah, 有些中国的父母对儿女是非常的严格的。
Now it doesn't mean that I hate my father. I didn't like him. I like him. He was good to me.
并不表示我不喜欢我爸爸，我爸爸对我其实是蛮好的。
Because of he's tough to me, so make me today I can still do all right.
也许因为他的严厉的管教之下，我今天算是还蛮正派的一个人。
But when your son keep on doing bad things and so forth, don't say don't come home. You always welcome him back home.
所以当你儿女做了让你很伤心的事情，不要说你，我不要你，你永远不要再回来。
You talk to him nicely. Don't just scold him all the time.
不要老是在责骂他，而是要到他，要对他好好的对他讲。
And then you will always respect him and his friends too.
然后你要尊重他，要尊重他的朋友。
And then, if his friend Song seems to be good, but remember, they need Jesus too. You need to share gospel with them too.
如果你觉得他交的朋友都是损友的话，你要记得这些损友也需要主耶稣基督。
And then you try to find some friends that your children know who are Christian and ask them to connect with your children.
然后你可以帮叫一些好的基督徒的然后来联络你的儿女。
But one thing important, always email your children.
但邮件非常重要，就是经常性的能够用 email 或者一些别的方法 来跟他一起有联络 要保持这个关系的联络。
If they don't reply your email, text them.
如果他们不回你的 email, 你就用这个 text.
I was very surprised one time. I heard one mother told me that my daughter have not talked to me for 30 years.
Oh, okay.有人告诉我说，我的女儿跟我三十年都没有讲过话了。
They don't have connection.
没有任何的关系关联。
That's unacceptable.
这是没有办法接受的一件事情。
You have to always try some way to connect with them.
你们要找出一些方法，能够跟你儿女能够有关联的
关系的。The best is to invite them for lunch.
最好的是请他们吃饭。
And then always set up some appointment to have lunch with your children.
就是找机会能够说，哎，吃个饭啊，什么什么的，有机会在一起。
And talk about things that they are interested.
Yeah, 讲些他们有兴趣的事情。
And then point them to Jesus.
但是在这个谈话之中，就把耶稣带领给他们，让他们能够领他们领向耶稣。
So that they will trust in Jesus just like you do.
所以 他们能够像你一样的能够信靠主耶稣。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
Our Father, we thank you.